Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At first, doctors were stumped over Ricky D'Ambrosio's case. The 21-year-old checked into a Roseville hospital with acute respiratory problems, but he didn't respond to antibiotics. Then his sister Caitlin told doctors a key piece of information.
And I said, well, he vapes. And they're like, oh.
Now Ricky is in a medically induced coma, receiving steroids to fight the inflammation in his lungs, officially linked to vaping. This is his mother, Christy.
As a mom, this is so hard. I look at that bed and I see him as a little boy, and the little boy that I raised.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there have been at least 200 cases in 25 states of severe lung disease with possible links to vaping. So far, two people have died. In many of the cases, the victims inhaled THC, the active ingredient in marijuana. Dr. Michael Siegel, a leading tobacco control expert, told KCBS earlier this week, solvents are likely being added to THC products obtained on the black market.
And so what's happening is there are probably contaminants getting in there. And we think that that's the most likely cause of these cases.
However, in the most recent vaping death in Oregon, health officials say that victim purchased a product from a licensed marijuana dispensary. As for Ricky D'Ambrosio, it's not known what he inhaled, but his family is begging others to avoid vaping altogether.
Vaping is so new that there's no real studies out there. There's no real research.
Matt Bigler, KCBS.